Minor has just over 3 months remaining in her job as mayor. She's prevented by term limits from running for mayor again. But she recently took time out to take a trip to Israel, a move seen in New York as a preface to any kind of run for higher office. And the 47-year-old Syracuse native and graduate of the University at Buffalo Law School says she's considering what political steps to take next. But if she does enter the 2018 race in a Democratic primary against Andrew Cuomo, she says she would not run as a conventional candidate.
If I were to decide to run for governor, I would be a huge underdog and I'd be a challenger. And I'm not going to win a race in order to match contributions. So I think you have to do it based on ideas.
Cuomo has a substantial $25 million campaign war chest designed to scare off potential challengers, and he said he intends to seek a third term. But the recent presidential election demonstrated that money does not always translate into success. In 2014, Zephyr Teachout, an unknown law professor with no money, challenged Cuomo from the left in a Democratic primary. She made significant inroads into his base upstate. Minor began her career in politics in the early 1990s as the regional representative for the late Governor Mario Cuomo, the current governor's father. She says when she drove with Mario Cuomo during his visits to central New York, it was like having Socrates in the back seat as the former governor peppered her with questions.
After he gave a speech, he would turn to me and say, "Stephanie, how'd I do?" And I'd think to myself, "Why are you asking me? Like, everybody thinks that you're the best speech maker that's, ever been." But it was, I learned a lot, and I admired him.
She was initially the Democratic Party co-chair under Governor Andrew Cuomo, but they quickly had a falling out. Minor opposed the governor's plan to bail out financially struggling cities by permitting them to borrow against their own public pension systems. Cuomo called the maneuver pension smoothing. Minor called it an accounting gimmick. She even wrote an op-ed in the New York Times. She quietly left her position as co-leader of the state Democratic Party a few months later. She says Cuomo hasn't done enough to help upstate cities and that the governor's relentless economic development announcements aren't helping enough people.
It's benefiting people who are developers, and I think it's benefiting people who know how to work the system in order to get access to those resources, but it's not getting to families who have children who are living in the cities.
Since the 2014 elections, Cuomo's made an effort to appeal to progressives and to the left of the Democratic Party. He championed a phase-in of the $15 minimum wage, something he did not initially support, and enacted paid family leave. He's borrowed ideas from Bernie Sanders, including a program to offer free college tuition to some middle-class students.
Thank you. God bless you.
Cuomo railed against corporate CEOs when he spoke recently to union workers who are on strike against the Charter Communications Company, which provides cable service to much of New York under the name Spectrum.
Corporate management, they don't give a damn.
The governor said the company is not living up to promises to improve customer service and to build out broadband.
And if they don't get their act together and fulfill that agreement, they're going to be out of the state of New York.
The chair of Governor Cuomo's re-election campaign, Bill Mulroe, said in a statement that the governor doesn't talk about progressive issues. He actually gets them done. Mulroe says the campaign looks forward to building on that record in the third term. If Minor decides not to challenge Cuomo, she has another option. She could run for Congress for the swing seat now held by Republican John Katko. Minor says she has not ruled that out. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.